12 straight weeks of blockbusters, that's what the film industry promises every summer. Critic Bob Mondello says this year, Hollywood may have a better-than-average shot at delivering. Here's his selective summer preview of the 100 or so pictures opening before Labor Day.
From a look at movie marquees, you'd swear Hollywood was in a bad mood. Mad Max, Furious 7, Avengers. They sound so angry. And the summer hasn't even gone Jurassic yet.
We have our first genetically modified hybrid.
Just went and made a new dinosaur?
Probably not a good idea.
Chris Pratt will battle a brand new, very old species, Indominus Rex, in a freshly renovated Jurassic World. And if dodging prehistoric raptors doesn't appeal, Hollywood has other ways of scaring the yell out of you, say by having half of California plunge into the Pacific in San Andreas.
The Earth will literally crack open.
You will feel it. On the East Coast.
The East Coast will also feel the arrival of Judgment Day in a timeline switch that's designed to revivify both an aging franchise and an aging Schwarzenegger.
I've been waiting for you.
He said he'd be back, and he is in Terminator Genesis. Tom Cruise is back too, with less cataclysmic but presumably anxiety-provoking results in the latest installment of his franchise.
The Syndicate is real. A rogue nation trained to do what we do.
Mission Impossible Rogue Nation is the latest offshoot of a TV series from the 1960s, and it'll be joined in theaters both by a jokier cousin from that same era, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., and by the outright comedy Spy, in which Melissa McCarthy goes undercover.
We're giving you a new identity. You'll no longer be Susan Cooper.
You're Penny Morgan, divorced housewife from Iowa.
Don't let me down, Cooper.
I will not. I will let you up.
Stop talking.
I will let you up.
McCarthy is one of several women who will be heading up summer comedies without a lot of help from men. Another is Lily Tomlin as the outspoken title character in Grandma.
What are you, both morons? Don't they teach kids sex ed anymore?
Listen, Grandma, you better watch yourself.
Some people should not grow beards. Your face looks like an armpit.
And in Trainwreck, Amy Schumer plays a woman who's forever being sold short even by her female boss.
I like you, Amy. You're clever, but you're not too brainy. You're pretty-ish, and you're not gorgeous. You're approachable.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Elsewhere at the multiplex, though, the guys will be in their usual all-male echo chamber, entertaining the ladies in Magic Mike with, let's call it, interpretive dance.
What are we?
We're like healers or something.
Yes, man.
Oh, yeah.
Or bonding with stuffed teddy bears in Ted 2.
I'm Samantha Jackson.
Samantha Jackson. What's your middle name?
Leslie.
Oh, my God. You're Sam L. Jackson.
That's great. I mean, just like Sam L. Jackson.
Who is that?
You ever seen any movie ever? He's the black guy.
Men will also be dealing with midlife crises in Woody Allen's Irrational Man.
You suffer from despair.
How comforting that would be.
And with old age crises as an elderly Sherlock in Mr. Holmes.
You know, a few years ago, I could have told you everything about the woman in that photograph.
Elsewhere, men will be becoming immortal by appropriating younger bodies in Self/Less, turning into superheroes in Ant-Man and the Fantastic Four, and dealing with weightier issues, too. Jake Gyllenhaal plays a hot-tempered boxer who loses his wife and has to fight to keep his daughter in Southpaw.
This court is aware of the tragedy your family has suffered, Mr. Hope. Nonetheless, you have chosen to demonstrate dangerous behaviors while having custody of your daughter.
Dad?
Another father with parenting issues is the one in Infinitely Polar Bear, the bipolar dad, played by Mark Ruffalo.
Maggie, I'm not manic, I'm fine!
I think if you could stop drinking and take your lithium, then Mommy would let you come home.
Meryl Streep will also be trying to be a good parent a little late after having abandoned her family to become a rock star in Ricky and the Flash.
Why did you walk out on my daughter?
Our daughter.
Julie hates you.
That may be. And I have to live with that every day of my life, but now you have to live with the pain you caused.
The daughter Meryl Streep is trying to get close to again in Ricky and the Flash is her actual daughter off-screen, Mamie Gummer. While we're on the subject of responsible parents, if you are one, you'll be pleased to know that Hollywood's come up with several options for your kids. Pixar is plunging deep inside the mind of an 11-year-old in Inside Out to bring her emotions to life.
Train of thought, right on schedule.
Joy, happily, is the one in charge.
Anger, unload the daydreams. I ordered extra in case things get slow in class.
Might come in handy if this new school is full of boring, useless classes, which it probably will be.
Oh, sadness. I have a super important job just for you.
In another animated film, Underdogs, the mini players from a foosball table spring to life magically and compete with a full-size soccer team.
Ziggy lines up his shot and boom, it's in! Goal!
And what would summer be without minions?
Sit up, banana! Yum, yum!
Older kids, meanwhile, as in teenagers, will have a trio of Sundance hits to choose from. Diary of a Teenage Girl, based on a graphic novel. Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, about high school kids confronting mortality.
I don't need your stupid pity.
I'm not here because I pity you. I'm actually here because my mom is making me.
It's actually worse.
And the comedy Dope, about African-American nerds.
I'm a straight-A student with nearly perfect SAT scores.
He probably got like one of them photogenic brains.
You mean photographic memory?
What'd I just say?
I mean, yeah, you said it, yeah. Reiterating.
Slightly older teens, college students, are featured in The Stanford Prison Experiment, the true story of a controversial psychology project from the 1970s. A coin toss determined whether students were assigned to be prisoners or guards, and from there, human nature took its course.
Help me get him on the ground.
Give me that rope!
Hey, what are you doing, Adam?
The Stanford Prison Experiment is a Hollywood reenactment, but there are summer documentaries that serve up offbeat stories straight. Well, not always entirely straight.
In my life, I'm surrounded by gay voices, including my own.
What do you mean I didn't like the sun? I love the sun.
The film Do I Sound Gay puts the question posed in its title to everyone from speech therapists to casting directors. Other summer documentaries include a Lego Brickumentary, the story of a toy that became a subculture. And there's a whole raft of showbiz documentaries, including Live from New York, the story of Saturday Night Live, Amy, about singer Amy Winehouse, and What Happened, Miss Simone, about musician and social activist Nina Simone.
I want to shake people up so bad that when they leave a nightclub where I performed, I just want them to be to pieces.
I said when he died.
And when there isn't footage of the real thing, but the story is sufficiently sensational, Hollywood can recreate, as it does in Straight Outta Compton, the tale of hip-hop legends Ice Cube, Eazy-E, and Dr. Dre.
People are staring at you guys. You have a unique voice. The world needs to hear it.
They want N.W.A.? Let's give them N.W.A.
And what better time than summer for the story of Beach Boy Brian Wilson and the new summer sound he heard in his head in the 1960s.
I'm going to make the greatest album ever made.
Got all kinds of new ideas, new sounds, new instruments.
But first, Wilson had to get past his own demons and his psychiatrist.
Brian, time for your pills. Come on.
Love and Mercy, the story behind the good vibrations, because Hollywood knows that in summer, you gotta keep those good vibrations happening. I'm Bob Mandela. Good, 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 good vibrations.